This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will the government have to shut down because Congress can't agree on how to spend money? The September 30th deadline's approaching. The AP's Jennifer King.
An Office of Management and Budget official says the White House will tell federal agencies on Friday to prepare for a government shutdown. House Republicans have not been able to reach a budget deal with conservatives who want steeper spending cuts.
Lawmakers have now gone home for the weekend. Rain could get heavy from parts of North Carolina to New England today. The National Weather Service warning of tropical storm conditions for some areas into the weekend. A day after his trip to Washington, Ukraine's President Zelensky is going to address Canada's parliament today. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is to speak before the Canadian parliament as part of his campaign to shore up support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion. Zelensky flew into Canada's capital late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington, where he faced questions about the flow of American dollars that had helped keep his troops in the fight against Russian forces. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Zelensky at Ottawa's airport and will also speak to Parliament on Friday. It's Zelensky's first visit to Canada since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two people are under arrest in connection with a shooting outside an Albuquerque baseball stadium that killed an 11-year-old boy. Police say the men, both reputed gang members, pulled up in a car and attacked a pickup truck that was leaving the minor league game. Police say the shooters apparently mistook the pickup for another truck they were looking for. New York's governor says it may have been a tire failure that caused a bus to go off the road northwest of New York City, killing two people. Several others injured. This is AP News. Now to a gatekeeper most people don't even know about.
It is one of the UN's more obscure bodies, with no space to call its own within the Riverside headquarters. With an anodyne name, the UN Credentials Committee has long gone unnoticed. There's also scant insight into how the body decides a question of far-reaching impact. Who gets let through the door? But when it comes to countries riven by political divisions or coups, the nine-member body is the gatekeeper to the world stage at the UN General Assembly. Leaders of factions within divided nations know that the committee's decision stands to withhold or bestow some much-desired legitimacy. The workings of the committee received little scrutiny until recently, when the Taliban and the Myanmar military junta sought entry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's King Charles visited fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Thursday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.